26.
Shocker, we have a diplomatic breakthrough with North Korea. And we're in a terrible stalemate with Iran that could lead to some kind of war. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing? Hopefully well. If not, just remember, this week will be in the rearview mirror shortly because we're on the downslope. That's right. Once you get past hump day, hit Thursday, Friday. Any more, though, all of our schedules are probably juggled a little bit. That's why I love my third shifters. How many of you are right now cruising down a road somewhere, tuned into America Tonight? Thanks for hitting this button. And if you are tuned in and you're driving down the road, I hope you don't have far to go, because if you do, you're probably burning up a lot of gasoline to the tune of, I don't know, maybe $3.73 a gallon. That's the average price across America. Of course, a lot of people are paying almost $5, and in California, forget about it. They just need to stay in their houses in Cali, because they're paying the worst in L.A. and San Francisco. In Chicago, it's pretty high, and we're seeing that 30 cents increase in a month is making people none too happy. And we're talking about what's going on with permits, what's going on with offshore drilling, what's happening with the possibility of drilling on federal land. Where are we in the process? What about the Keystone Pipeline? Well, there has to be some easing, and the Democrats now are just kind of pushing this off, but they're not going to be able to push it off too much to say, you heard the president earlier in the week say, well, what can I do about it? We just can't drill. We just can't drill. And I think, wow, he must have said that off the cuff, because it didn't, when he said it, it wasn't even received that well in the crowd where he was speaking, which was a pro-Obama crowd. Nobody likes it when it's up, because you reach into your pocket and you have, you know, what, $2 left. I know you've had this happen to you, and I hate to say that I'm one of these people, but I am, where you're not supposed to really let it go below a half a tank. Certainly, you don't want to be pegging E all the time. I am like the chicken driver. I can't tell you how many times I just forget for some reason, because I hadn't been driving a lot or whatever it is. How many times have I just narrowly glided into a station to get gas? And with the way things are going and you're scrambling for change, if you don't have a card with you, it could be pretty hairy, scary, because you're not going to be able to put very much gasoline. To get to wherever it is that you're going. And 30 cents in a month, you can feel that pinch. You can feel it. Absolutely. What do you think we should do? If you had the opportunity to lift one of the problems, moratoriums, which one would you lift? Would you go for the offshore? Would you go for the federal land? You can't have all of them. Let's say you can just, it's like a genie in the bottle. You get one. What's the one that you're going for? It's crazy that we see what's happening. China and Russia, man, they are sucking up all that oil not too far off the coast of Florida, actually. And we're getting none of that. None of it. And it's pretty soon it's going to be to the point where we'll just say, what are we doing? Where are we getting this? How are we coming up with this oil that we need? Can we need to refine it? We got the refineries. We need to start pumping that stuff through. So I think the president has a serious problem on his hands, because the more that gas price rises, it doesn't matter what the Democrats say. It doesn't matter if the president says it's not my fault, don't look at me, whatever. We are looking at him, and the Republicans can pounce on this. So you pay $7? Oh, $7 is a death knell for that administration. $7, I could guarantee you that the president won't be the president this time next year. No way. No way. Do I think it'll get to that? No. But if it did, yeah, that would be the end. All right, here's a quickie at the top. We're going to get to a terrible thing that's happened in the Midwest with tornadoes, but I feel compelled to go in this direction because when the tsunami happened, if you remember, in March of last year, remember what happened with Fukushima and that plant, that nuclear power plant. Of course, you remember, you saw the horrific pictures of it, the boats, the debris, all the stuff. Well, now, many of you called the show, in fact, right away when that happened. I was in California, and they were worried that the tsunami is going to smash into Los Angeles, you know, some of the beaches in L.A., and it didn't happen. They chased people away from the beach, and you actually had a marina that was hit by some pretty nasty waves in Northern California, but that was it. But a lot of people called the show to say, wow, wait till this debris gets here. You just wait. And kept talking about that to me, and I kind of poo-pooed it like, yeah, whatever, because there were other fish to fry and more serious things. But now what you've said has happened. So all of that gunk, all that crap, all that debris is spreading, and it's hitting the northern Pacific areas. They say it could wash ashore as early as a year from now. So it's coming. It's coming. You could be body surfing somewhere up north in Santa Cruz, and you might, who knows what you'll run into, because that debris was massive. So what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is saying, that they think it's going to hit the small northwest main Hawaiian islands, that you're going to see it there, and that you'll see the coast of Oregon. You're listening to us in Washington State, Alaska, and Canada between March of 2013 and March of 2014. How about that? But in Hawaii, they're already concerned about it. They already have beaches that are getting gunked up anyway. And what kind of things will you see? Refrigerators, TV sets, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, already that's what's floating around. They say 2 million tons of debris. 2 million tons. Whew. That is a lot. Now, how much of it would be contaminated by radiation? That would be my bigger question, because of what happened at Fukushima. And remember, a lot of that stuff, you know, was it dragged out to sea with the meltdowns and, you know, whatnot? To me, there's your first concern. Forget about smacking your head on a refrigerator, seeing it wash up, the eyesore of it. You know, think about the radioactive stuff. Is it radioactive? And really, it'd be a risk, I would assume, for any of the wildlife. The monk seals, that kind of stuff, I would think it would be. For people, maybe not as much, although would you really want to take that risk when the marine specialists are saying, oh, no, it's more dangerous to the sea creatures than it is to you? I don't think I want to take that. I don't think I want to believe that risk. Let's just put it that way. All right, I got to mention this at the top, the tornadoes that ripped through the Midwest, just awful. 12 people dead, some hard-hit areas. Harrisburg, Illinois was one of them. Here's how people describe what it was like.
I'm just glad that it happened at night. You know, no one was at work. This would be horrible for people to be in this building when that happened. Total devastation. I've not ever seen anything like it.
We were in the closet. So once we heard the sirens, we started for the closet. It's devastating. It's heartbreaking. It really is. I can't imagine being someone who had to actually go through that. It's been complete chaos here. It would have been even worse if it would have happened during the day, because that place is constantly busy. So we're just thankful it happened before anybody was actually open.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Happy belated birthday, by the way, to all the leapers, sleepier babies. What a wild time that is, if you think about it, because your birthday really doesn't come up for, what, every 4 years. That's what the idea of leap year is. If you look at most calendars, the idea is we have 365 days, but there are actually 365 days and I guess one quarter days. The Gregorian calendar, to keep it all in sync with the tropical calendar, we have to throw in that extra day every 4 years. I love it. I love the whole leap year thing. I do. And I actually have a friend who has a son who's a leap year baby. So he's, I want to say he's 32, so he would be 8 years old. The longest time between two leap years is 8 years, by the way. The last time it happened was between 1896 and 1904. It doesn't happen again until 2096. 2096. I doubt that anybody listening to me is going to be alive in 2096. I don't know. Maybe you will be. You might be the oldest person ever, just shattering all the records, you know, thinking out loud. All right, we were mentioning coming out of that, the devastation in the Midwest, terrible, terrible stuff, obviously. And I say this all the time, but if you've ever been in a tornado, you know what it's like. Godspeed to all those people. It's tough. You see the faces of the people walking around just in shock, trying to pick up the pieces of their life, and there is no pieces to pick up. But it's definitely about the people versus the devastation. But the pictures coming out of, like, Harrisburg, Illinois are unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about the mammoth kind of tornadoes. And this wasn't just some, you know, couple of brutal tornadoes that touched down. We're talking about the kind that smacked the trees off at 170 miles an hour. The rating they were saying is EF4, which is the rating system that would make it the second most powerful on the scale.
according to the National Weather Service. That's what they do. So you had a twister that hit that was in southern Illinois. You had a twister that hit that was on the ground for miles, so that you had a destruction, and that doesn't always do that. You had a destruction that was about 3 or 4 football fields wide. So you're talking about just collapsed houses, residential buildings, crushed pancake, tractor trailers laying on their side, cars ripped to nothing, just pushed over like they look like those little matchbox cars. And nobody, the good news is nobody was reported missing, any of that kind of stuff. The bad news is now this town is just, I mean, it's just completely devastated. Devastated. About 100 people injured, 300 houses completely destroyed or massive damage to it. And a hospital, you had a roof, it just peeled back. There was a Harrisburg Medical Center. The tornado took out like about 80 feet of the exterior wall and just exposed one of these big patient rooms, and a big chunk of the roof came off. So it's very, very lucky that you didn't have, you know, they were able to move patients to a more protected area. You didn't have any patients that were hurt as a result of that. And the emergency room wasn't damaged, so that was good. There was also places in Kentucky, a bunch of counties in Kentucky, some of you are listening to me in the great state of Kentucky, that had some pretty bad storm damage. And in Kentucky, they activated the National Guard, of course, because, you know, they were checking for structural damage. That's always the thing. Just because you don't see it, you have to go and check it. Because of the high winds, you can't take that chance having people go back into workplaces and whatnot. There's no way. Not if you're talking, especially when you're talking about the 170 mile an hour winds of that one tornado. Now, the good news is they were worried about more of them, more of that warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico smashing into the cool Canadian air. That's what creates that effect. And luckily, that's not really what they're showing weather-wise for Thursday. Whew. Thank goodness. Santorum and Mitt Romney, by the way, if we want to talk about politics here for a quick second, the thing that happened in Michigan is they ended up really splitting the delegates, for what it's worth, split the baby in half. The still Super Tuesday is massively on the radar. And by the way, Wyoming went to Mitt Romney. So Romney looks like, yeah, even with the challenges, I mean, even with, you know, what's happening with Rick Santorum, the money he's raising and all that kind of stuff, still Mitt Romney is the guy that you have to knock off the stage, and I just don't see anyone doing that. We keep talking about the possibility of a brokered convention, and I guess that's the one whisper that's starting to become pretty loud. 800-259-5790. What if you've ever been in a tornado? Please share the story, because I know what it's like to cover it, but I have never actually been in a place that was, well, no, I've never actually been in a place that's been hit by a tornado. I've seen the aftermath. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. So Mitt Romney takes Wyoming.
Was there any question?
For the caucuses? Yeah, no.
You know, and you got Super Tuesday coming up, and I was looking at the map in the states, and Alaska, Idaho, Vermont, Massachusetts, and what was the other one? There's another one out west. Maybe it was North Dakota or whatever. They're gonna go Romney. I mean, you know, I told you that earlier. He'll clean up in the Northeast and out west. You know, he didn't get Colorado, mostly because Coloradans hate Mormons, but that's all right. Maybe the Mormon thing did work for him in that state, you know, but no, Kate, you know, we were talking about it last night, and I had about 2 minutes to go to finish with my little spill and my theory behind Romney. The fact that everybody's saying he's not conservative enough, he's not giving the whole, you know, lovey-dovey conservative speeches like you and I like to hear, everyone likes to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Last election, remember, what was it, 60-40, 62-38, Obama?
Yeah.
McCain? He put a pretty big weapon on him, right?
Yeah.
Right there, and I don't know of any Republicans that voted for Obama you know. And so that's basically saying that 60% of the vote was Democrat. And when I'm talking about somebody, somehow whoever the Republican nominee is, he's going to have to steal away some of those voters that voted Democrat last time. And I'm telling you right now, if Romney starts speaking conservatism, which I believe he is in heart, okay, he's going to turn away any of those Democrats that might reach over to him. But right now you're looking at maybe there's some moderate Democrats that are not, they're pretty ticked off with Obama because he's not done nothing with the economy. You know, he's run up $5 trillion in debt. And they're sitting there thinking, well, maybe we can get a moderate, you know, conservative that can get the, you know, the Wall Street to start boosting the economy, moving the economy, then maybe that's the way to go. But my point is that if he starts talking like Santorum, Santorum cannot beat Obama. I promise you that. It's not going to happen, Kate. Okay? There's just not enough Republican voters. And I'm just looking at this as just straight numbers compared to the last election, what the numbers say right now. There's just more Democrats voting than there are Republicans. And so that's the reason
why. Yeah, but
I,
you know what? Here's the thing. So then it's like such a moot point. Why is that? Why is that? There certainly are enough Republicans that are registered. Why are they not voting?
Oh, they're voting. It's just that there's more Democrats. And there's more people who believe that America owes them a living than they want to get out and earn a living, you know. I deserve health care. I deserve this. I deserve that because I'm an American. You know, kind of like union speaking, you know, because you're an American and you do this job, the company ought to be giving you this, this, and this, and this. You know, unfortunately, there's too many people who believe that way, Kate. You know, and you and I are not going to sit there and talk them in the red and the blue and to change their mind.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so I think the reason why Romney is not talking, and I tried to point it out last week, Kate, that pretty much 95% of the Mormon faith is conservative, you know. I think he is a conservative. He's just not going to talk that way, and hints of alienating Democratic voters. And by the way, this thing with the oil, isn't this what went on back in 07? We were going $4 or $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
Everybody was pointing their finger at Bush, you know. And now everybody, it's going to happen again, and everybody's going to be pointing their finger at Obama. You know, it's like something tells me that somehow, and I don't know exactly how, the politicians have a lot to do with the price of oil and the price of gas in America.
You think so, Don? Thanks for the call.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, for the Republicans, next Tuesday is a big day. That's why they call it Super Tuesday, because you have Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts, North Dakota, Ohio. Ohio's huge. Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, all part of the throw-in for delegates, primaries. Everything's a primary except, I want to say, North Dakota is a caucus, and Idaho, and maybe Alaska. Yeah, Alaska would be a caucus, too. So, you know, here we go. Just keep on keeping on. The train rolls on to the next show, and the show is all over the place for Super Tuesday. But the amount of delegates is the key thing, because it's about collecting all the delegates to try to get the Republican nomination. Kate Delaney's My Name. This show is America Tonight. Let's go to Mark in Washington. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call.
Hey, year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 40-some seconds. And that's 12 minutes short of 6 hours. So about every 120-plus years, they've got to skip a leap year.
Isn't that crazy? I love that. I love that. Yeah.
The reason I called is I called last night and told your whole world there that I thought that Obama was going to get beat bad.
Yeah.
And this morning, I heard Dick Morris interviewed, and Dick Morris is the architect that got Clinton elected.
Yep.
And he is the pundit that I listen to more than anybody else, because he's been there, done that. And he went through the numbers one at a time. And he talked about those Hispanics that voted for him before and those that will now based on polls, blacks and independents. And then he talked about who was registered Democrats and Republicans and how the number of Republicans had gone up. And he said it is absolutely not even the possibility that Obama is going to win. And the talk show host said, well, what about all the pundits and all the polls? He said that he just flat said this. They don't know what they're talking about.
Ooh.
He said he's not going to just lose. He's going to get wiped.
Really?
And I'm listening to Dick Morris say this, and I don't know personally, between you and me, I don't know anybody that knows more about the architecture of the election process than he does. And then he said something else profound, and this really made sense to me. You know how Israel is starting to say, we're not even going to tell you when we're going to attack?
Yeah.
He absolutely made an embarrassment out of this country in the way he treated Netanyahu some months ago at the White House. And Netanyahu knows he's going to get no support from that man. So Morris said that Netanyahu told him personally that he knows he could take out the targets on Iran. And he also said that he has to. And he said what he will do, he also knows he's got to make sure that Obama is not reelected. Now, he didn't tell Morris that directly. He said, so probably if he attacks, he's going to wait a couple of months before the election. Now, this is coming straight from Dick Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that will cause a temporary massive spike in gas prices. And he said that will be enough to make sure he's not reelected. He said you can bet that Netanyahu will have something to do with the outcome.
Wow, that's interesting. I've watched Dick Morris, and I agree with you. I've seen him on other programs. You probably saw him on Fox, right? Is from assuming
well,
he's on.
He's now Neil Boris interviewed him this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And the guy analyzes things right down to the detail.
Yeah.
And when he comes on, if I'm driving, I'll pull over. I gotta hear what he's going to say because I know he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
I still believe that Obama's going to get wiped unless something dramatic happens, like another Osama bin Laden is captured like 3 days before the election or something. But other than that, no. The economy's not going anywhere. Gas prices aren't looking good. Obamacare has got a good chance of being overturned in March. And, I don't know when they make the decision. But I just wanted to tell you, I made that prediction last night and stuck my neck out. And now I'm listening to Dick Morris say the same thing. But he has real numbers. And so I'm highly encouraged by that because I can't imagine having that man for 4 more years. I can't even imagine it. I'm not even a Republican.
I know, Mark.
I just want my freedom.
Yeah. Mark, good stuff. I'm glad you told me about that conversation on Bortz's show. Thanks. So Mark is saying that this is a guy that worked to get Clinton elected. And he went through everything as to why, and forget about the pundits, forget about the polls. And here's, I don't know that I completely agree with Morris, although I've seen him on, I don't know, Politically Incorrect, and I've seen him on Fox, and certainly I've seen him, you know, on a couple of different things, and he definitely does know his stuff. He's right. Mark's right about that. That's what he did. That was in his wheelhouse. But there's no question. The last part of what Mark said, because I've said this a zillion times, I'm sure there's other talk show hosts and there's probably people writing about it, that if you're paying attention, the hot button for all of us is that gasoline. You know what? In a way, it's like this. When you live in a state where you don't have state income tax, doesn't matter about the sales tax and all that other stuff. I mean, it does essentially, but that's not what you're thinking. You're used that you don't pay the state income tax. You don't have that like you do in New Jersey. You have a state income tax, but you don't have it in Texas or Florida. It's a couple of other states, and you don't want it. And that's like a sacred cow. Ooh, the idea, the resistance to that, no matter how you sell it, it doesn't matter. Just don't want it. Don't want to have to do that. That's one of the things we love. That's why we're living there. We're not paying that. Oh, we don't have to pay it. And gasoline is a sacred cow. When it starts to get up too high, people panic because why? That's not, you got to pay it. What are you going to do? That's part of your income. That's a chunk that will come out of the checks. We all know that. So it hits $6, like I already said, $6 or $7, then, you know, the ship has sailed and the Democrats absolutely lose. There's no question that Obama would lose if gasoline was that high. The interesting part of what he said, though, is Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. I say this, we're talking about this. If I could be a fly on the wall, there's the conversation I'd like to hear. He is miffed. He didn't like what happened with the Gaza Strip and the arguments over that and the way he was treated the last time he came out to D.C. So now here he is again, ready to have another meeting with Barack Obama. And ultimately, I think what's discussed there is the possibility of a hit on Israel. the possibility of doing something to take out the underground facility, the nuclear enrichment facility, basically, to just take that out, just wipe it out, or lob something else over, because Netanyahu is, he's ready. He is itching. He has got his finger on the trigger of pulling it. He wants it to happen. But after what the conversation, how that went with Barack Obama the last time and the time before that, what's going to happen when he comes into to Washington again? What is he going to walk away with? I think he may walk away with telling the president that this is how it is and this is what we're going to do, and tough tiddlywinks otherwise. It's fascinating to watch, and I think that we're at a point where, and what also Mark was talking about, the individual health mandate. America Tonight, we're taking the show on the road at the end of March to hear those Supreme Court oral arguments, specifically on the individual mandate, that part of the Affordable Health Care Act, which is being challenged, the constitutionality of it. So we'll be there Monday and Tuesday for that dog and pony show to see how that goes down, and have interviews with a lot of different people on all sides of this too, by the way, because we've looked at all sides. To be fair, we've talked to doctors that think it's out, you know, why wouldn't we support the Affordable Health Care Act, and doctors who say, are you kidding me, it's crippling. And you put them side by side and listen, and both have very convincing arguments. The problem that we all know is we're in charge of our health care, and when we try to navigate the system and we see what happens with the premiums, the premiums keep going up. I mean, they just leapfrog over one another year after year after year. You can't afford it. And it's an insurance game more than anything. It's an insurance scam is what it is. And the fact is that's the problem with health care. This is the thing that really wasn't completely tackled. The pre-existing condition, no one's going to argue that. I don't think even Mark, he would say the same thing. That's great. You should have that. The ability to have a kid that's in college still stay on health insurance, on your health insurance, I think that's key. But the premiums, the discombobulatedness of what are these health networks going to do, the idea that you have to be forced into getting health care, otherwise the Department of Treasury or the IRS has hired thousands of people to go after you and fine you. That is a prickly, prickly, slippery slope. And that's why that challenge is so huge. And the fact that they're going to do those oral arguments for 3 days, unprecedented. But probably the ruling on that doesn't come down until maybe May or June. So that could also have an effect on the election, too, depending on the reaction to it. I mean, it is huge. That challenge is huge. That's why that much time is being dedicated to it. With all the things the Supreme Court is looking at, that this one is precedent-setting. I mean, precedent-setting, without a doubt. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we can count. We're looking at the numbers. There's a couple of interesting things that I think will kind of blow you away. And that includes the fact that some idiot woman burned down a historic tree that was, well, let's just say, pretty, pretty old. Stay with us.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Imagine being stuck in Egypt and facing charges of using illegally obtained funds to foment unrest in Egypt. That's the specific charge, and incite protests against the military rulers. That's what they're calling it. So anyway, Egypt lifted a travel ban on seven Americans that are employed by pro-democracy U.S. groups. So this is a terrible crisis that somehow wasn't discussed very much. I think it's shocking between Egypt and the U.S. I mean, one of the biggest things that's happened in like three decades, because of the seven, you even had the son of the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood. He is part of the 18 who were on trial, along with the 27 others for the charges that I mentioned. So the trial opened on Sunday and adjourned until April 26th, but the court's three judges resigned from the case, citing, ready for this, uneasiness. None of the 16 Americans were in court on Sunday. Only the seven affected by the travel ban are still in Egypt. So they said that the travel ban was lifted, and the top prosecutor lifted it at the recommendation of the judge. So will the charges against the Americans, would they be dropped? And, you know, ultimately, what happens here? It's a sensitive, obviously, the sensitivity of the case, because very, very little has been revealed about it. But I think here's what happened. I think that a phone call was made, and the phone call was this. Look, USOBs, you're taking $1.3 billion. You're taking $1.3 billion in military money and $250 million in other money for economic assistance. You better let these people go. And once that threat was made, although I can't prove that threat was made, but it seems pretty obvious, I think then the decision was, yeah, maybe we're going to go in a different direction here. So that's probably what saved that situation. Why should we be giving them money if that's what they're doing? You know, if that's what they're doing to us in return, to some of our people, making up some trumped up charges, and all they were doing was going over and helping people. Such a horrific time in Egypt. Boy, if you ever want to go see the pyramids, now is not the time, my friends, to go and do it. Look up the pyramids on Wikipedia or buy a book, but do not go there. Ooh. All right, how about this? You have a suspect in Florida, finally, in a firefighter's killing, and this is just ridiculously sad. Sometimes people need to take a breath and think about the nonsense they're doing. I mean, nonsense isn't really even the correct word, because a life was snuffed out here for $3,000. And apparently, the fireman owed $3,000. So a Marine is accused of killing him because of the $3,000. And they think it might have just been more of a drug dispute than anything else. So 24-year-old Daniel Porter is going to make a court appearance in Belfast, Maine, to face that murder charge. He told the cops that the firefighter, Jerry Perdonia, threatened him and his family during a game of pool, is what he's saying. And they think it goes deeper than that. And the guy that was killed was a married father of two. And, you know, all of a sudden he just disappeared. They started to investigate. And it turned out that, the trail led to this 24-year-old. So, they found his body after they searched with the police dogs on a property that was, owned by Porter's relatives out in the woods somewhere. And, wow, just crazy. So the police charged Porter, I don't want to confuse anyone, with the murder of Perdonia, and he was arrested at a relative's house, and it's all over $3,000, drug money, craziness. Why? $3,000, come on, give me a break. All right, I'm going to have to throw in some happy news, but I got one more because it is about numbers, so let's connect the dots with this one. An 11-year-old California girl died after a fight with a classmate. I mean, this is really a terrible thing. It happened in Long Beach Elementary School in California. The cops said that the girl died at the hospital after she got in a fight with another 11-year-old who was outside of the school. And there was no weapons, any of that kind of stuff. It didn't look like it was serious or violent or, you know, whatever. But what happened was when the two girls, they must have done one of those kind of call-out things. Once the one girl had come back in from, you know, to go to an after-school program, she wasn't feeling well. So then that led to she's not feeling well. Boom, she's in the hospital, has emergency surgery, and dies just 6 hours after the fight. The coroner still hasn't determined the cause of death, and they're looking into it, but no arrests so far. But, boy, can you imagine how that kid, I'm just thinking, how that kid feels that got in the fight with her, and then she turns up dead 6 hours later. So, you know, blow to the head, fell down, excuse me, who knows? Ultimately, what that is, that's the coroner holding off on that. But, wow, awful for that the group of kids at that school and for the family and for the girl herself and whatever happened there. All right, this is one of those thorny things when you take sensitivity over someone's background, mix it into the current PC times, and what comes out is this. The NCAA says don't bring the Fighting Sioux name to the playoffs or forget about it. We've seen this. There's been this a lot of the pressure to transform and to change the names of teams because of the sensitivity factor. Now, some of you listening in North Dakota know this. The University of North Dakota teams could be forfeited from any postseason games if the the athletes, the cheerleaders, the band wear any kind of display, which is definitely on all of their clothes. I looked it up. The Fighting Sioux, that's the nickname, because you have the American Indian head logo. But flat out, the NCAA is saying you got to forfeit the competition. If you do not cut out the name, then you can not any team. You cannot compete, because they say that the nickname and logo are completely hostile to American Indians, and that Grand Forks schools teams can't wear unis that have that nickname or logo during the postseason. So here's the situation. You have a women's hockey team that's fifth in the nation, and they might be the first to deal with this. They could win a high enough seed to host the first round of the postseason tournament, but the nickname penalty would bar them from doing so. I don't know. This does not seem right to me. I mean, there's no gray area here. Just, okay, sorry. Replace your jerseys. I don't know. To me, it seems pretty hostile, the NCAA's attitude toward them. But this has been massive political and legal debate in North Dakota for a while now. In March of last year, the North Dakota legislature actually approved a law that required the university to use the logo and the Fighting Sioux nickname, which it has done, you know, for decades, even though they had the threat of the NCAA sanctions. So that controversy isn't going away anytime soon, let's put it that way. I don't think so. All right, this is pretty wild. I actually think this is pretty cool. But, you know, when we talk about guns and how far they fire, the Navy test-fired this rail gun. And I was looking at pictures of it earlier in the day because I was trying to imagine what kind of gun, what kind of futuristic beam gun could you have? And has these incredible specs on it. And when I say specs, I mean how far the bullets can go. And they say that these bullets coming out of, you know, coming out of this electromagnetic rather pulse would propel the bullet on a sliding metal sled, stay with me, out of the barrel at maybe 5,000 miles an hour and as far as 100 nautical miles away in 5 minutes. Can you imagine that? They might actually be able to make it go 220 miles. I mean, that's got to be on a ship operating now. That's incredible. Still in the testing phases.